July, how I love your warm evenings, warm nights that bring folks onto their back decks and their front stoops, warm nights that invite summer strolling around the lake, along the river, extended visits to neighborhood parks. I'm grateful for the days that stretch out long into the evening hours and the lovely laid-back, lazy pace. I'm grateful for so much. The ability to step out of the studio and into the warm embrace of July for fresh air and fresh perspective is no small thing. I'm grateful for gratitude, for love, for entertainment, for inspiration. These are the things that I want to share with you, my listeners. And I believe today's episode will help me on that mission. Some folks just seem to have it all. Today's guest is one of those people. Idina Menzel is a Tony Award-winning powerhouse. She is, of course, a singer, an actress in film and TV, a songwriter, a Broadway star, and a philanthropist. She rose to fame as Maureen in the popular Broadway musical Rent, and her career took off when she won a Tony Award for her role as Elphaba. Elphaba, the Wicked Witch of the West, who really wasn't wicked at all. In the smash music Wicked, her voice can be heard, of course, as Elsa in Disney's award-winning Frozen and its song that my kids and my grandkids sing every day, Let It Go, voiced by Idina. It became an instant international phenomenon, winning the Oscar for Best Original Song. It's a song that you hear everywhere you go still to this day. In addition to her contribution to multiple cast albums, her prolific recording career includes a catalog of successful solo albums. Still, I Can't Be Still, Here I Stand, Idina, and you know how we love Christmas here at The Delilah Show, Christmas, A Season of Love. We played that a lot last year. Idina is joining us today to tell us about her new album, Drama Queen. And I already know just from the title that it's material that's going to speak to my heart. I can't wait to get dramatic with Idina Menzel right after I bring the curtain up and shine the spotlight on one of my spectacular podcast sponsors. I am so happy to tell you about my favorite cosmetic company, Laura Geller Beauty. There's so much to love about them. Like, all of their products are made for women who are north of 40. Let's start with their Hydrate Spackle Skin Perfecting Primer. It glides on to create the perfect base before you begin your makeup routine. Or their tinted primers that are perfect on their own for a day that only needs a light touch. While the Baked Balance and Brighten Color Correcting Foundation self-adjusts to leave skin looking even, flawless, and beautifully radiant, I like to use it as a setting powder. And now they have even more beautiful shades in their modern classic lipstick collection, including the light and lovely Berry Bliss. I have my favorites, and you can find yours at lauragellar.com. So how are you, Idina Menzel? Welcome to Love Someone with Delilah. I haven't talked to you in what seems like forever, but because, you know, I have so many children and grandchildren, I hear you every day.
I know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's a good thing because I love you.
Thank you.
You've got little ones. Do they watch you?
No. He's just 13. He's 13 going on 14. He wants nothing to do with me. That's not true. You know what? I did a show the other night and I forced him to come because I thought it would be really cool for him to see me do this particular music for the first time. And he came up to me after and he was very emotional. He said, I'm very emotional, Mom. And he hugged me in front of a lot of people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. For a 13, almost 14 year old boy, that's huge.
Yeah. So that was really nice. But most of the time he wants nothing to do with me. He's at a math final right now. And let's just send him positive energy because it's seventh grade. You know how, is this boring for your listeners, this kind of mommy stuff?
We're all moms or grandmoms at this point in the game.
So he's at a math final, and I was just sending him positive energy because, you know, seventh grade is such a transition from elementary school, and like he didn't have tests in the elementary school that he was at. So it's just been crazy this for him, and the workload, more than the workload, the executive functioning for a young boy, you know, is a whole new thing. Anyway, let's talk about something else.
Well, I was just going to say, my daughter who is setting in on this, Delilah Jr., she's going into high school next year. So she's going from a school of 300 students to a school of almost 1,000 students.
Yes, that's overwhelming.
It is.
Yeah, it's so overwhelming. Walker's in a school right now that his school, the junior high and the high school are in the same school. So he's got these huge kids walking around, you know. The good thing is that they're really sweet and they act like big sisters and brothers. And so it's cool. Back in my day, I would have been like bullied and harassed. And I remember that these girls would throw spitballs in my hair down the locker room. I was afraid to go, down the hall, and I was afraid to go to the bathroom.
Okay. But, now, where do you think, how do you think they feel now when, you know, you're winning every award in the world? And you have a new album that's coming out. Do you think they're like, dang, we probably should have hung out with her instead of throwing spitballs in her hair?
No, most of them have come to my shows and stuff after and acted like we were best friends. And there's one girl that's never, the worst one. That's probably really sweet now and everything, but in my head, she'll never redeem herself, you know? And she's the only one I've never seen since.
And she was the queen of the bullies?
Yeah, she was so mean to me. So maybe she really did have a thing. Or maybe she doesn't even remember. You know, that's the thing. But I don't know. Anyway.
Do you go to class reunions? Do you go back to your high school? Do you do those down memory lane trips?
I would have, but I haven't. Every time there is one, I had a show or something, so I haven't. But I see certain people a lot. Like I said, the doing theater and concerts and going on tour, you know, people come and they ask for tickets and they come backstage, and so I've seen a lot of people through that it's actually been really nice and then I sort of reestablish a relationship with some of them, which has been really cool.
I've known Michael Bublé since he was a teenager. Like 20.
Oh, you have?
Yeah. And he says, God, I was such a nerd when I was a kid, you know. I think he was 20 the first time I had a chance to meet him. Same with Josh Groban. I met him when he was a teenager. And I always wonder, because, you know, they've shared being bullied or made fun of or, you know, for being music geeks. I always wonder, like, do people come to your shows and say, oh, my gosh, I'm so sorry? Or... like in your case, they pretend they knew you, they were friends with you.
Yeah, no, they don't say they're sorry.
Well, the good news is the first time I met you, I was in love with you. I had seen you in Chicago as Elphaba, and I was in love with you from the first note you sang, the first time you appeared on the stage in your green, and I have loved you ever since. So
thank you. That was a special time for me, that show. So yeah, and
I loved you so much as Elphaba. I have seen the show. I saw it with you twice, but I've seen the show 8 times now.
Wow. Well, you probably take the girls to see it.
I do. I take the girls to see it. I take my grandkids now to see it, and oh my gosh, it's just such a beautiful story of true friendship.
It really is.
People's like, isn't it a love story? I said, yeah, it's a love story, but not the kind you think.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you've been busy now. You haven't slowed down. You've got a new album out, and Delilah Jr. and I were talking before the interview. She said, talk to her about Enchanted. Did she like being the mean stepmom?
You mean in Cinderella, I was the mean stepmom, and in Enchanted, I came back as the princess as the queen that I went up into the animated world at the end of Enchanted 1, and then we come back and we revisit James Marsden and I. And then, Cinderella was the
Cinderella, the that was the one I was thinking about.
Yeah, no worries. And it was, that was so much fun. Camila Cabello is a gorgeous person, inside and out. And yeah, so it was all fun. I spent during COVID, once they started to get to figure out production for things, I spent my life in like corsets between Cinderella and Enchanted, you know. And well, like we went there, then they shut down. We come home, I get back in my PJs and do my decoupage and then hang out with my son in virtual school. And then they'd say, oh, we're back up for a month. So I go back and try to fit my ass into these corsets again. And my boobs got bigger because I put on weight. Then they'd be like spilling out of the corset. And then they have to add, you know. Anyway, that was a lot of my COVID. But
Have you lost the, because you look fabulous. Everybody called it the COVID 15. In my world, it was the COVID 40.
Exactly.
because sourdough, because my girlfriend, yeah, Marta, like a year before COVID hit, started talking sourdough, and she taught a sourdough class. And sourdough, hello.
Sourdough class is so funny. Yeah. My husband started baking. Yeah, that was his de-stressor. Well, he kept working during COVID because he's works in an inpatient facility for chemical dependency and mental illness. So he was still going every day. But so then he came home and he started baking as his sort of way to decompress. But
so he and I have an extra pound or two, are you saying, yeah, that we found?
No, he doesn't, because he doesn't gain a freaking pound ever.
Bastard.
He runs like miles. Yeah, he just makes me eat it. And then,
yeah, my husband can, he's almost 70, he can wear his green beret uniform from when he was in his early 20s.
Amazing. I know,
like, what
I know, not fair. Anyway, I have been getting working out so that I can get in these great disco kind of inspired jumpsuits and move around the stage. And I have dancers now, and I've been having the best time with this new album. Because during COVID, actually, I had this epiphany that I wanted to do music where people could like really get up and move and dance and have a different experience with me, where they don't have to sit in their seats and like feel like they're behaved theater goers. Because I had done some clubs late at night, in the middle of the night in London, when I was there doing press for something, and I'd show up at clubs at like 1 a.m. and the crowd was like pushed up against the stage and the energy was amazing. And so I really was excited to make music like that. And I thought, well, what kind of music really showcases a big voice, but still, you know, grooves? And I thought of all the people I loved, that all the women I loved, especially, that did disco albums and dance albums. So I've been able to, you know, not compromise my big melodies and big singing, and but also do something that felt really good, that I felt like was an organic transition, but also would be something a little unexpected.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snag a Job is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Because you're younger than me, you kind of missed out on the jumpsuits.
Yeah, like
you were in onesies when I was in jumpsuits.
That's not true.
It is true. You were okay. Maybe not onesies, but you were probably in the parachute pants with matching jacket, teal and pink.
Yeah.
Did you have the teal and pink matching jacket and pants?
Yeah, I did, but a lot of fluorescent, and my hair was like this with hairspray, like that.
Yeah. So is mine.
So,
yeah.
I named the album Drama Queen. One, because as your daughter knows, I played queens, a lot of queens in my career for some reason. Two, because I sometimes think I'm a queen in my own mind. Also because I feel like I wanted to reclaim the term a little bit, you know, it's kind of like reclaiming the term diva. And, you know, a drama queen in my case is someone that has lots of big emotional, big feelings, bold feelings, passionate feelings.
I tried the same with broad. To me, when you're a broad, that's a compliment.
Yes, exactly. That's my East Coast.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Long Island broad. Yeah. Exactly. So, and then I really feel like it encompasses a lot of the themes that have been sort of, you know, a pattern in my life and in the projects I've been a part of, where we really, you know, especially as women, embrace, you know, this real fire that we have in us and not trying to shy away from that. And so a lot of the songs have to do with that. I'm really glad that it coincides with Pride. So I'm going out and hitting a lot of the Pride festivals. And I've just been having the best time with it. I'm really proud of it too.
Now do you have any mini disco skirts that you can twirl in?
Only if I wear like two pairs of tights, because I feel like my legs are too flabby for the mini minis.
I met Cher backstage in one of her outfits, and she was in her 70s at the time, I think. And damn, she was rocking it. I'm like, you are my goal.
One of my inspirations for the album, because she came out with, remember, she came out with Believe and that whole dance album.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Rocking it. Well, I can't. Where can we find out, Adina, about your tour?
It's mostly the summer, hitting a lot of the festivals. I guess you can go on my website. You can check out. I'm going to be in DC at Pride, Providence, Rhode Island, St. Petersburg, St. Louis. Then I'm going to go to London and hit a bunch of cities in Europe, which I'm really excited about. And then we'll see about a tour in a couple months, as well. You could just check out on my website or my socials, I guess. So I'm figuring out how can I do Let It Go and Defying Gravity as dance tunes, you know, as well. Give them a little.
Goom, goom, oh, yeah. Goom,
you know,
Oh, and Let It Go as a dance tune could become an anthem of a whole different nature.
Exactly.
I have played that song on my show for women who need to walk away from destructive marriages or destructive relationships. I have played Let It Go. You know, everybody thinks of it as a kid's song or a Disney song, but really, it's kind of an anthem.
Yes, it is an anthem.
Throw a beat in there and flash some lights and we'll be dancing.
Yeah, and let your fire out, you know. Don't withhold your talents or what makes you special for anybody, you know.
Or your ice, in that case. Let your ice
exactly
out.
And don't wear your gloves to That's keep right. your icicles from coming out of your, you know.
Yeah, take those damn gloves off. Idina Menzel is sharing some time and some love with us today. I have more questions for her, but first, a round of applause for an outstanding performance by my podcast sponsor. There's a new network I'm excited to tell you about, and I know you will be too. Great American Family is devoted to family-friendly TV with holiday movies, delightful rom-coms, fan-favorite series, and Christmas. Join them for Christmas in July for Christmas movies 24/7 all month long. Then stay tuned for original movies the rest of the year. You'll meet some of your favorite stars there, including Danica McKellar, Candace Cameron Bure, and Trevor Donovan. And of course, more Christmas movies come the holiday season. There's a channel finder at greatamericanfamily.com, so you'll know just where to go when you want unquestionably solid family programming any time of the year. That's greatamericanfamily.com. You're a big deal.
I'm very flattered.
Partly because you're so stinking talented and you're in a lot of their favorite movies that I let them watch. And partly because since the day I met you, I've been impressed by your grace and your kindness to everyone and your honesty.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, for better or for worse, that's my deal. You know, sometimes I get myself in trouble, put my foot in my mouth, or, you know, when you're really honest, you allow people to see your weaknesses and you got to be careful there, you know. But I think that vulnerability is all of our strength, you know. It's what makes us human, and the fact that we can make mistakes is just more interesting, you know, than being perfect. So that's the way I tell myself when I'm feel like shit, you know.
Have you ever met anybody whose life appeared perfect?
Or that I thought was perfect. Yeah, like three kids, skinny as can be, gorgeous dresser, doctor, saving lives, doing, you know, and then found out, you know, marriage was a mess and just a bunch of things. So it's, you never know what people are experiencing. So I try to think about that when I show up to school.
I think people whose lives appear perfect are a better actor than you. You know what I mean? I think they're acting so hard and working so hard to manage other people's perceptions of them. Yeah. I don't know how old I was when I gave myself permission to not give a damn what somebody else thought about me. Their opinion to me is none of my business, number one. And number two, I don't have the time or energy to waste 1 second trying to impress you. I'm just going to be me.
I, on the other hand, I mean, I know I'm successful, but I do want to impress people. I still want people to like what I do. It's still hard for me to have critics come to my play and give me, you know.
But you got to know at this stage in the game that you have a voice of an angel. Powerful angel. A warring angel, you know, we're talking about the 10-foot-tall angels that are blazing.
Not a little cherub.
You're not a little cherub, but I hope that you are able to receive the truth of your gifting.
Thank you.
And then forget them. Wear the clunky heels, wear the platform shoes, and have some fun.
Show a little shoulder.
Yeah. Show a lot of shoulder.
Yeah.
I hijacked my Halloween party 11 years ago and got married.
What's that mean?
Like, we didn't tell anybody. We eloped at our Halloween party. We didn't tell anybody.
What were you wearing when you got married?
Well, I ordered a dress offline And I didn't have time. It came like the day before. I didn't have time to try it on beforehand. And so I popped my dress on and everything was kind of popping out. Spillage. There was spillage.
Yeah.
We didn't have, because we didn't tell anybody we were doing it, we didn't have a professional photographer or anybody there, but some folks, you know, snap pictures with their phones or whatever. And I have a couple of those pictures and I'm like, whoa, I should have tried that dress on before.
I got married in my backyard too, to my husband that I'm with now. And it was great. Although our neighbors, new neighbors moved in, they tried to report us and everything. So then we tried to kiss their butt and like bring them champagne, and because we were doing renovations in the backyard. So then they were like annoyed. So then we went over, we invited them, you know, but it was so stressful because I felt like we're going to have music. We're going to enjoy just, you know, it's just one time. I'm not like, you know, they automatically think if you're in the business that you're going to have crazy rock and roll parties. Little do they know, all I do is binge watch and sit on my couch, you know. You know, it's funny, the Golden Girls, I went back and I realized they're kind of, I always thought they were older women, like older. And I think they're my age now living, but like my age living with my best friends down in a retirement home. I don't know. It's just, I can't understand what was going on there with the casting, but I think I have distorted, and a distorted idea of how old I am.
No, I think the truth is, we are very different at this age than our parents or our grandparents were at this age.
Well, they had kids so early and, so, yeah.
And they had lived hard. I mean, my grandparents, my sister is the historian in our family, and she was telling me how for years my grandparents were migrant workers. They lived in Arkansas, but they would come out to the West Coast in the summer and work in strawberries or picking beans or.
Oh, wow. My grandpa Max used to brag that he would do signs and add gold leaf paint to it. That's what made it special. But he was a sign painter, and he used to teach me how to do lettering a lot. So I'm good at like doing bubble letters and cursive and calligraphy and stuff like that because of him.
I miss beautiful sign work. Was an art form.
Yeah.
Especially like on the sides of buildings when they would do a brick building and do the signs on the brick building. It's beautiful. Yeah.
My dad sold pajamas, so.
Was a pajama sale. Did he make the pajamas? Did he design the pajamas?
Salesman. So he'd go to JCPenney and hope to get like, you know, a million pairs of BD pajamas sold. And he still says to this day, the woman, the buyer, you know, put me through college. And he would bring all of his buyers to all of my shows. That was the thing. So he'd see my shows like 50 times. I think he saw Rent and Wicked 50 times or something, but because that was a nice night out to take them, you know, and schmooze, maybe get a good order. But I had lots of beautiful pajamas and nightgowns.
Idina, thank you for spending time with us today. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a beautiful summer. Have a beautiful rest of your summer. And hopefully I will see you soon.
Love you guys.
Love you. Bye, hon.
Bye.
Idina Menzel brings her electrifying vocal chops to high-energy electro dance pop anthems on her latest album, Drama Queen. With funky grooves and a disco-infused vibe, it's an invitation to throw off the shackles of expectation, embrace your inner drama queen, join her in the spotlight, and move to the dance floor. Put on some roller skates if you want a disco roller skate. It's a fun, fresh new album that brings the drama in the best way possible. The full album will be available next month in August, and the single Move is ready for you to download right now. Keep up with Idina and all of her projects at idinamenzel.com. Follow her on Instagram, on Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook. Get out there and enjoy all that summer has to offer. Take advantage of the long, warm evenings. Maybe take in an outdoor theater performance or simply use the extended daylight hours to sit in quiet, comfortable contemplation. Don't spend a minute more than necessary indoors. Go outside and play. I'm so grateful to you and tickled that you joined me here on the air, both on our podcast and on the radio show. As always, I want you to be good to yourself and, whenever possible, slow down and love someone. Delilah.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Need an easy button to feed your baby? Baby Brezza's Formula Pro Advanced makes a perfectly mixed warm formula bottle automatically at the push of a button. No air bubbles, no fuss. Literally, choose your temp, select your ounces, push start, and you're done. Works with virtually all formulas and bottles. Say goodbye to the 3 a.m. feeding chaos and hello to this revolutionary stress-free solution. Raising a baby is hard enough. Let Baby Brezza make feeding a breeze. Get your Formula Pro Advanced at babybrezza.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.